is just a little too tight. And anything I do is save and be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, looking better than me. And when I cook him dinner and I burn it black, he better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say,
Shania Twain on Muskie Country 101, Any Man of Mine. To begin the 4 o'clock hour, Gray here with you from the Muskie Country Studios. And football today starts with a few teams who are perfecting something that other teams aren't even doing yet. There's a revolution happening right under our noses in the NFL, and 3 weeks in, only a couple teams are even trying. I'll give you those details after I give you four more country songs. Luke Bryan is coming up.
Muskie 101.
She walks up velvet rope unhooks. She snaps her fingers and a drink comes. She locks you down with just one look. She's got this whole club undone. If she's on a rebound, you ain't gonna know it. Coming off a heartbreak, she ain't gonna show it. She's ice cold, red dot locked on me, yeah. She wants my hands on her body. She wants to burn like she's made of fire. Said she ain't going home till we drink every drop of Kentucky Dry. Don't even know what she'll do when she does it. Palm of her hand, I'm hers. In the blink of an eye, she don't take no. And I love, she gets what she wants, and I get to me what she wants tonight. I get to be what she wants tonight. I get to care. catch all her secrets. Sequins bouncing off flashing lights. If she wants it, then we're leaving. Getting me home, park the truck, cut the tires. I get to be where she goes when she's lonely. The last door of the night she's closing. Oh, I know she could have anything, but she wants my hands on her body. She wants to burn like she's made of fire. Said she ain't going home till we drink every drop of Kentucky Dry. Don't even know what she'll do when she does it. Palm of her hand, I'm hers in a blink of an eye. She don't take no, and I love she gets what she wants, and I get to be what she wants to know. And I don't know how I got to be the only thing she needs right now. She wants my hands on her body. She wants to burn like she's made of fire. Said she ain't going home till we drink every drop of Kentucky Dry. Don't even know what she'll do when she does it. Palm of her hand, I'm hers in a blink of an eye. She don't take no, and I love what she wants, and I get to be what she wants tonight. I get to be what she wants tonight. Hey, I, yeah. I get to be what she wants tonight. Tonight.
All it takes to please her is a touch of your hand. And other times you gotta take it slow and hold her all night long. Heaven knows there's so many ways a man be doing something right. I just heard you sigh. You leaned into my kiss and close those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but baby, I must be doing something. Suggestions, whatever you say. Tonight's about giving you what you want, whatever it takes. Girl, I hope I'm on the right road, judging by the smile on your face. Must be doing something right. I just heard you sigh. You leaned into my kiss and close those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but baby, I must be doing something. Don't know.
The most country music.
It's totally awesome. Played great country.
101.1
Muskie 101.
Detroit built bricks so that they could make a Chevy slow down. And I just ride midnight, sorry, my turn goodbye round. Bloody Mary's and aspirin don't give a hang, oh, one hell of a fact. But my remedy for hand has been the hands of time. You sing a sing at Hollywood nights, even the losers get lucky sometimes. A paradise by the dashboard light, now I'm just fine, I'm doing all right. We ain't as young as we used to be, we're young and high. It's so easy when you let some loud guitars and words that rhyme hang on the hands of time. My go-to game day jersey's always Carolina blue. When I need to find forgiveness, I find a little small town church blue, yeah. After work, I like to put my elbows up on a bar. And girl, I turn on the speakers when I need to speak to this old heart. And it's a back in black, show me all night long. Could you be love, redemption song? Looking back, home sweet home, I'm where I belong. Ain't nothing wrong, yeah. We take our licks, life takes its toll. We say thanks, we fold our hands. And it's amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Sunday morning coming down. Tuesday's gone, green grass at home. I come to the God.
That's Faith Hill on Musky Country with Piece of My Heart. There is a kicking revolution happening in the NFL. First, this segment has roots in a video by Brett Coleman, who you can find on YouTube. This one with a title about kick returners having a hard time right now. You'll know when you see it. Bottom line up front here, kickers from a couple teams have cracked a code regarding the new kicking rules that makes them incredibly important to game strategy. Three or four have begun to figure it out, but specifically the Rams and Panthers kickers, Cardi and Fitzgerald, are the true pioneers to watch. Basically, the new dynamic kickoff is working well. The goal? Make more kickoff returns. The actual result, though, is that either the kicking team or the return team might get an advantage from the kickoff and how well they play it. In other words, your kicking team is important now. Touchbacks coming out to the 35 means teams are trying to stop the return somewhere in the landing zone. And just 4 weeks into the season, we can already see that those rules are working as intended. But also the kickers matter more than ever. And I've got some stats to prove it, too. Bear with me here. This is going to be a little number heavy, but seriously, just follow this. Last year, there were five teams at the top of the NFL at the end of the season in the category for number of kickoffs within their opponent's 20. That's a pretty good way to measure how good a kicker is, right? Like, how often does a kickoff, like at the beginning of a game or after a touchdown, only get returned to within their own 20? Honestly, probably less than you think. Five teams last year did that six times, and they led the league. The Rams already have six this season, and that's not even counting the most recent games. The Rams pinned their opponent inside the 20 with a kickoff six times within just the first 3 weeks. Let's ratchet it up one. How many times do you think most teams pin their opponent inside the 10 last year with a kickoff? Over the whole season, nobody did that more than twice. Seriously, that number is lower than I thought, but it's the truth. I double-checked. No team pinned their opponent inside the 10 more than twice last year with kickoffs. The Panthers already have done it three times this season. Field goals, over 50, we've already seen them. They're being made at about a 75% rate. Last year, that was just 70%. Not as big of a jump as you might have expected, but it's huge when you consider the increase in attempts over 50 yards. Attempts over 50 yards have gone up from last year from 16.4 per week to 20 per week so far this year. And it's a copycat league, which means that the other teams are watching and 20-something kickers are practicing right now how to do this. Making field goals is now only half the job, if you can believe that. Welcome to the kicking revolution. It will be televised. George Burge is coming up next on Musky 101.
Musky 101. Musky 101. 101.1 FM. Musky 101.
Light me up, little out of control. Yeah, you know, baby, you're a tall drink. Little top shelf that'll get me gone. Hold on. We both know that road that we're going down. And right now, all I can think about, I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these four wheels on a two-lane and we cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your hips. Every time you have been looking like you do, I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. I got my mind on you, I got my mind on you. Slide a little closer, babe. Wanna get your pretty little head on my shoulder.
get closer. Girl, you know I love the way you slip your hand under my shirt, then it's over. Go slower. We both know that road that we're going down. Right now, all I can think about, I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these four wheels on a two-lane and we cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your hips. Every time you have been looking like you do, I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. I got my mind on you, I got my mind on you. Two-lane, we cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your hips. Every time you have been looking like you do, I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you.
George Burge, Mind on You on Muskie Country, starting off a few country songs before we dive back into football. And when we do, did you see an almost fight between coaches last week? Believe it or not, it was even sillier than it looked, and I've got the story after three more. Here's Sawyer Brown.
She turned up her nose as she walked by my Cadillac. From the corner of my eye, I saw you and you laughed. You were sitting on the swing on your front porch, painting your nails like you were bored. And you yelled she was sure impressed with you. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. I yelled and asked you if you would like a ride. When we pulled out of your yard, I bawled a tie. You was laughing at me, I was doing James Dean. You was the prettiest girl I'd ever seen. When you rolled your eyes and twirled my pink fur dice. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. Some girls do. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. I said some girls do. You know some girls do. Like boys like me. You know some girls do.
I listen to it all day at work.
Real country variety.
Muskie 101.
way back on the radio dial, the fire got lit inside a bright-eyed child. Every note just wrapped around his soul, from steel guitars to Memphis, all the way to rock and roll.
Wonder if the ride is worth the pain. He's just just waiting on your heart to say, let me ride on that long black train. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say, victory. Sounds so good, but I must stay away. That train is a beauty, making everybody stare. But its only destination is the middle of nowhere. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say, victory. Devil's driving that long black train.
Josh Turner on Muskie Country with Long Black Train. Looking at that almost fight last week in NFL football between two coaches, bottom line up front here, Robert Saleh misspoke and Liam Cohen knew it, which is why that almost fight was even dumber than it looked. And yeah, I will use that word. I don't like using that word, but this was dumb. Last week, the 49ers played the Jaguars. The Jaguars won, and after the game, there was some posturing, some squaring up between the Jags head coach and the Niners defensive coordinator. That happened because a few days before the game, that 49ers defensive coordinator, Robert Saleh, complimented the Jaguars staff on their game planning strategy. But the problem was he worded it as badly as anybody could have. What he meant was the Jaguars are good at watching film and deciphering defensive adjustments. You know, I mean, part of the process is analyzing signals the defense uses on the field and what those might mean. Like, imagine you see a linebacker hold a fist up and then his team changes formation. Every time he holds his right fist up, the defense does the same thing. I'm going to notice that if I'm an offensive coordinator or a quarterback. I'm going to remember it and warn my teammates what that means. That's some pretty obvious game planning stuff. All 32 teams do this, and they send each other film in the week leading up to a game so that they can analyze each other. It's part of how the game works. They literally send each other these clips, and it's normal. It will always be this way. It always has been this way. Now, Robert Saleh, likely without thinking about the wording, used the phrase sign stealing. It's not hard to tell why that phrase came to mind, but honestly, that doesn't make it better. For those unfamiliar with the idea of sign stealing, that term refers to a few different ways that teams from various sports collect intel on their opponent, but usually the term sign stealing is reserved for going beyond simply being observant. It means cheating, usually with some methodology or with technology, and the intent is to completely decipher the hand signals or code words that the opponent uses. Sign stealing means cheating. There are similar things that are not cheating, though, and that's the issue. Now, many sports have rules that draw the line that can't be crossed. In the last few years, there have been some very, very notable scandals in both pro and college sports. So it's a hot-button term, and it's about sportsmanship, so emotions are more involved than they should be. Which is likely why Liam Cohen, Jaguars head coach, reacted after the win as though Saleh had actually disrespected them when he knew that that wasn't the case. Cohen knew what Salah meant. He knew that it was misunderstood. But as Brett Coleman points out, Cohen then had to spend over a week explaining this to reporters who were cranking out these side-stealing headlines. The poor guy was carrying the weight of his colleague's bad word choice and explaining it to reporters who probably don't actually care. So that's why a goofy, unathletic head coach was squaring up with the most muscular assistant coach in the league last week after their game. I don't think he actually believed that it was the right thing to do, but I bet he still felt good doing it. And, I mean, yeah, Cohen shouldn't have done that, but Salah shouldn't have said it, and Salah probably gets it. If nothing else comes out of this, if your favorite sports program is still on this after this weekend, it might be time to pick a new favorite. News and weather are up next on Musky Country.
Musky 101.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and law enforcement partners say they interacted with over 1,600 ATV and UTV riders during their safety campaign on Labor Day weekend. The Think Smart Before You Start campaign sought to ensure all riders were using the state's trails responsibly amid an increase in fatal ATV and UTV crashes. They say the three most common citations issued to riders during the safety campaign were for not wearing helmets, not wearing seatbelts, and illegally operating on a highway. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin will join another multi-state lawsuit against actions taken by the federal government. According to a press release, the lawsuit seeks to block new restrictions on federal funding meant to support victims of domestic violence and other crimes that were imposed by the U.S. Department of Justice. The coalition is challenging a restriction that would require crime victims to be screened for their immigration status before they could receive the legal services that may be available under the Victims of Crime Act. City of Ashland officials are exploring the possibility of purchasing the Northland College campus shortly after it was listed for sale. The school permanently closed last spring amid budget constraints, and portions of the campus, like the baseball and softball fields, have already been sold. The city council approved hiring a consulting company to examine potential uses for the 130-acre campus, as well as if purchasing it is financially feasible. They say they could develop a potential plan for the purchase by early November. The Northwest Wisconsin Grazers Network and a handful of partner organizations are inviting residents to a pasture walk this week to learn more about innovative grazing practices. The pasture walk will begin at 10 a.m. on Saturday at Grazing Acre Farms in Chautauqua. Topics covered during the event will include information on livestock manure and soil health, as well as forage practices for the fall and winter. Following the pasture walk, attendees will also have a chance to network with other grazers and discuss additional ways to improve their own operations. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Musky 101 weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s. Sunny and hot for tomorrow, breezy too, and a high in the upper 80s. Windy Sunday, sunny in the morning, some clouds in the afternoon. Slight rain chance, high low 80s. Much cooler next week. Right now it's 80.
Musky 101.
Here's Russell Dickerson to help finish the 4 o'clock hour. We've concluded with football, and there's a keyword coming after 5. Here's Happen to Me.
I don't know who broke up with who, but she's in here chasing tequila with high noon. Don't know how long she's been moving on. Maybe 5 weeks or 5 minutes, but it can't be too long. And we did that what's your name thing. Where you from and what's your favorite drink? She said, shut up, come and dance with me. And now she's singing, girls just wanna have fun at the top of her lungs. Don't even know she's about to wreck someone. And boys, I'm in trouble now, ain't even trying to get out. So come on, baby, take me down, 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 yeah. Don't know what happened tonight. Don't know what happened last week. Don't know what happened to her, but she about to happen to me. Probably be the one that got away. But right now I'm taking every second I can take. So we keep talking and we keep drinking. Oh, and I keep falling and she keeps on singing. Girls just wanna have fun at the top of her lungs. Don't even know she about to wreck someone. And boys, I'm in trouble now, ain't even trying to get out. So come on, take me down, 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 yeah. Don't know what happened tonight. Don't know what happened last week. Don't know what happened to her, but she bound.
ever listen to. It's great.
Nobody plays more country.
Muskie 101.
She looks so much like a lady, but she was so much like a child. The devil when she held me close, an angel when she smiled. Always held it deep inside, but somehow I always knew she'd go away when the grass turned green and the sky turned baby blue. And baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado sky. Like a breath of spring, she came and left, and I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. She brought colors to my life that my eyes had never touched. When she taught me how to care, I never cared so much. I try not to think of her, but I fall asleep and do. And drift off where the grass is green and the sky is baby blue. And baby blue was the color. Like a breath of spring, she came and left, and I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado sky. Like a breath of spring, she came and left, and I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado skies. Baby blue.
She was planning a welcome home barbecue, green bean casserole, grandma's recipe. There was a knock on the door around 2 o'clock. Two uniforms and her heart stopped. Yellow ribbon round an oak tree, blowing in the breeze. Here's to the ones that didn't make it back home, the ones we ain't seen in so long. To hold up a beer was a wish they were here, was not forgotten but gone. In a better place up there, but they sure left a hole down here. We just go on living and go on missing the ones that didn't make it back home. Whole town shut down, the whole town showed up, sang Amazing Grace, watched a slideshow of his 22 years. There was laughs and there was tears, and that priest preacher talked about sacrifice and traffic stop for them Cadillac lights. Johnny sold beer half price that night, and everybody raised an eye, saying, here's to the ones that didn't make it back home, the ones we ain't seen in so long. The hold up a beer was a wish they were here, was not forgotten, gone. In a better place up there, but they sure left a hole down here. We just go on living and go on missing the ones, the ones that didn't make it back home. Back to that front porch, back through that front door, to the life they were fighting for. Here's to the ones that didn't make it back home, the ones we ain't seen in so long. The hold up of beer was a wish they were here, was not forgotten but gone. They're in a better place up there, but they sure left a hole down here. We just go on living and go on missing the ones, the ones that didn't make it back home.
Better variety of country.
Muskie 101.
Sun coming up over New York City. School bus driver in a traffic jam. Staring at the faces in a rearview mirror, looking at the promise of the promised land. One kid dreams of fame and fortune, one kid helps pay the rent.
just an old beat up truck. Some say that I should trade up now that I got some jangle in my pocket. But what they don't understand is it's the miles that make a man. I wouldn't trade that thing in for a rocket. What they don't know is my dad and me, we drove her out to Tennessee. She's still here, now he's gone. So I hold on. It's just an old beat up box, it's rusty strings across the top. It probably don't look like much to you, but these dents and scratches in the wood, yeah, that's what makes it sound so good. To me, it's better than brand new. You see this here flat top guitar's had my back in a million bars, singing every country song. So I hold on to the things I believe in. Tell you something, I hold on, I hold on. Can you hear me, baby? I hold on. Yeah, I
got 'em down here on my knees, 'cause it's the last place left to fall. Begging for another chance, if there's any chance at all, that you might still be listening, loving and forgiving guys like me. I've spent my whole life getting it all wrong, and I sure could use your help, 'cause from now on I wanna be a good man. I do like I should, man. I wanna be the kind of man the mirror likes to see. I wanna be a strong man and admit that I was wrong, man. God, I'm asking you to come change me into the man I wanna be.
Could you see what you could do to put some love back in her heart? 'Cause it's gonna take a miracle after all I've done to really make her see that I wanna be a stay man. I wanna be a brave man. I wanna be the kind of man she sees in her dreams. God, I wanna be your man, and I wanna be her man. God, I only hope she still believes in the man I wanna be. Well, I know this late at night the talk is cheap, but Lord, don't give up on me. Start living, man. God, I'm asking you to come change me. Into the man I wanna be.
One oh 1.1 FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.